Hi everyone, welcome to an update episode of Sisters Coffee and Crime. I'm Sandra and I want to update you on what happened on one of our cases we covered season 1 episode 8. It was the murder of Cindy Gladue. Now just to give you a quick recap of Cindy Gladue in case you don't remember, Cindy was an Indigenous woman. She was murdered in 2011. Now, a man named Bradley Barton actually caused her death. Okay, let me explain. She was a sex worker and they spent 2 nights together at the Yellowhead Inn. Now, Barton admits that they were together and he says that they had consensual rough sex. Now, Cindy's autopsy will show that she had an 11-centimeter tear in her vaginal wall, and it was determined to be caused by a knife. And also, she was 3 times over the legal drinking limit. So, everything that he says about it being consensual, how could it be if she was that drunk, right? Well, he did get acquitted, because he says that he didn't mean to cause those injuries, and if he did cause the injury that killed her, he didn't know it, and he was acquitted on that. Now, fast forward to now, and he did have another trial, and he was found guilty of manslaughter in her death, which, I mean, I think that's great. I'm glad that he was found guilty of something. Now, Bradley's sentencing hearing is next week, so let's hope that he gets the max for manslaughter. I think that's the best that we can hope for at this point. Anyhow, from Sandra at Sisters Coffee and Crime, I will be talking to you very soon because our next episode drops tomorrow. So from us here, talk soon.